All right, it's the Whip Wake Up Show, and it's 5:45, a Friday morning, 58 degrees, time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Two brothers from another mother, Mark Halverson here at our studios in Halley, and Jason Kanz at his home in Eau Claire. Good morning.
Good morning.
I need you to do what I had to do for Caleb the other day. There were some technical issues. He kind of made some comments in the air that meant I needed to come in the studio and just talk. So pretend the forensics category is talk about whatever you'd like until I get back. Ready?
Sure.
Go ahead.
We'll do that.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's always fun to watch Mark running back and forth like this. You know, I think when you hear DJs, it seems like they're just sitting in their offices, but it's sometimes a cardiovascular exercise. I did mention to Mark yesterday that I was out for my walk yesterday morning, and I fell walking in the dark. I was love walking in the dark, but apparently I should not do that. I am hopeful that Mark doesn't fall as he's making his way back to the studio this morning. You know, I think when we do that, I realize as a 50-year-old person, falling takes a lot more of a toll now than it did when I was in my teens or younger with a granddaughter who falls regularly.
Thank you.
Yeah. But with a granddaughter who falls, I see that now and I think, man, that would just hurt a lot.
Good job. You felt you, that's
yeah.
No dead
sure.
air. It's one
yeah.
of the first rules of radio.
Yeah.
And I even took a little longer and not only removed something from the WOGO lineup, but added in a 60-second promo knowing that, you know, Jason will be fine.
Yeah. Well, and you didn't. I hope you didn't fall on your way back.
I did not fall.
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
But what yeah. you're talking about, did your granddaughter fall?
No, I was talking about me falling
yeah,
yesterday.
Yeah, that's right.
You know,
that's right.
And,
okay.
You know, and I was saying that at 50, falling takes a lot more toll than it does
yes.
when you're a toddler, you know, or a teenager.
Yes.
And so.
And you got, you know, a couple of scrapes and you're going to be
yep.
okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay. I several cuts and whatnot, but I'll be okay. I am going to have to get a light if I want to keep walking, I think, though.
Well, better than Tua Tagovailoa, the quarterback of Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
Have you seen this already?
Yeah, I watched the video this morning. That is not good.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
And he's had multiple concussions in the past, and everybody can say, you know, oh, you know, you should have slid, and I think he knows that, but,
sure.
you know, he felt bad about maybe the way he played and where the team was at, and so... Yeah, shoulda, woulda, coulda, right? So,
yeah, I mean, yeah. it's going to take a bigger toll, I think, probably long term.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's always that question about how many concussions does someone sustain before
yeah.
they just drop it, you know? And you know, we see a lot of that. I remember uh-huh. when I was playing football, we didn't talk about that at all. And now
yeah.
it's so much more common. And
so do you, as a brain doctor, neuropsychologist, to Marshfield Clinic, Eau Claire, I mean, do you... see and talk a lot with people who are coming out of concussions or
yeah I used to do a lot more of that than we do now. A lot of times when I see people now is when they kind of seem to have long-term symptoms that just aren't going away. Normally now they see Adam Atkins, who's our sports med doctor,
okay.
right after concussions. So
very good.
Yep.
All right, well, good job. We covered that today, so
sure.
I think we're ready for Acts 8, 12, and 13, heading us into the weekend.
And that says, but now the people believe Philip's message of good news concerning the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ. As a result, many men and women were baptized. Then Simon himself believed and was baptized. He began following Philip wherever he went, and he was amazed by the signs and great miracles Philip performed.
And from your devotional commentary in the New Testament, Letters to the Beloved, you say... But when Philip preached, he did so in the power of the Spirit and not with sleight of hand. The people heard the good news about my son and were baptized as believers. Even Simon the Great recognized that true excellence could only be found in my son, and Philip baptized him. Even after his baptism, he kept following Philip, seeking to learn everything he could from him and was continually amazed at Philip's miracles. Final thought.
You know, I think when we, and I think you've experienced this, I think many of us have, being around someone who seems truly Spirit-filled. There's just something that's mm-hmm. deeply attractive about them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a desire to want to know more about what is up with that person and why are they the way they are.
That's how we should all want to be, right?
You bet. Absolutely.
I think with all the controversy coming out of Ohio, I heard one woman on the news coming in here this morning, and she said Let's unify around love. And I thought of you right away.
Beautiful, so, beautiful, beautiful.
All right, thanks, friend. Yep. There we go, our buddy Jason Cans here on the WIB Wake Up Show on a Friday morning. The WIB Wake Up Show on a Friday morning. It is Friday the 13th, but we're casting any superstition concerns on the Lord, trusting in Him, and He's got it. And we're going to talk about over our lifetime. We've got some statistics here.
Yeah, little fun factoids on a Friday morning. For instance, the average person over their lifetime will laugh 410,078 times. If you listen to the WIB Wake Up Show, that increases exponentially from what I've been told.
Especially on Monday.
By science.
I got to say, you know, it's amazing how many of those laughs come when you're a kid, though.
Right?
Yeah. So keep laughing into adulthood. The average person takes close to 26,000 showers. They say specifically 25,972, thank you.
I'm just wondering what kind of survey research was done to get these exact numbers. Over our lifetime, some factoids here. The average woman over her lifetime will wash her hair 15,696 times. That's even more if she's not interested in going out on a second date with you.
The average person spends a total of 911 hours brushing their teeth. It's supposed to be like 2 minutes a pop, you know?
All right. The average person also spends a total of 7 years in the bathroom. Now, again, that includes using the commode, showering, brushing your teeth, etc. But, yeah, seven years.
The average man cries 1,258 times, so it's okay.
Over his lifetime, now the average woman over her lifetime cries 4,764 times. So
there we
a little
go.
Bit of a difference there.
There can be changes, though.
Don't be afraid to let those emotions out. It's great. Over our lifetime, some factoids here in the WIB Wake Up Show. 12 minutes before 8 o'clock, you're in the WIB Wake Up Show. WWIB, Caleb and Havel with you. And it's our Friday morning tradition right around this time to get you caught up on everything you might have missed in the past week. It's news, it's sports, it's politics. We bring it to you in condensed form. We call it headlines. And here we go.
According to researchers, taller people live better lives.
You know, it's all about being able to reach the potato chips on the top shelf.
That's right.
Americans lost $5.6 billion last year in cryptocurrency fraud scams.
Yeah, many of you are getting your financial advice from the same people who told us to eat Tide Pods.
Don't do that.
The National Retail Federation anticipates that retailers will hire between 585,000 and 650,000 temporary workers for the holiday season.
No experience necessary, must fit into elf costume.
Will Ferrell.
In Brazil, a 9-year-old boy stole a city bus that he then crashed into another city bus.
The bus company says it won't press charges since the kid did keep to the schedule.
That's talent.
In case you missed it, there was a presidential debate on Tuesday.
In an effort to appeal to all Americans, each candidate agreed that Netflix really should bring back password sharing.
At least they agreed on something.
Wallet Hub says that Hawaii is the state where people are the happiest.
That's because they're the farthest away from the federal government.
Isn't that the truth?
And finally, according to a study, the best teenage liars are usually the most popular kids in school.
Not only that, they stay popular right up until the moment they graduate from law school.
And then run for office.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. Caleb and Havel hanging with you. And 20 years ago today, this happened.
Everybody in the audience, now listen to me carefully, is being given a special package, and I don't want you to open it. Do not open it. Cameras are on you, so do not open until I tell you. All right, open your boxes. Open your boxes. 1, 2, 3.
Yes, spawning memes everywhere. It was on this day, September 13th, 20 years ago, September 13th, that Oprah Winfrey, her iconic car giveaway, took place. She surprised 276 members of her studio audience with a brand new Pontiac G6. And of course, that phrase, because you've seen the meme, right? You get a car like everybody gets a car. So even if you're not 20, you've probably seen the meme. The giveaway was initially intended for only 12 audience members, but Oprah decided to extend it to everyone present. The cars were sponsored by Pontiac, so again, it was a mutually beneficial arrangement for them. But the total cost of the giveaway was over $7 million. Most of the people in the audience were identified by producers beforehand as being in need of a new car and chosen to attend. The producers had asked them questions like how they got to work, how old their car was, etc. The idea for the car giveaway came from Oprah's friend Gail King, who sat next to someone from Pontiac on a flight and struck up a conversation. Relationships, right? And now paramedics, this is interesting. I don't think they had to be used, but paramedics were in the studio that day, again in 2004, 20 years ago today. They were in the studio that day in case anyone in the audience suffered a medical emergency from the shock of the giveaway and being given a brand new car. The Oprah Winfrey Show paid the sales tax and registration for each car, but this is interesting. This is interesting to me. They did not pay the gift tax, which could be up to $7,000 for some audience members. Because, of course, Uncle Sam wants the cut, right? So while the show did offer a cash prize for those who didn't want to or couldn't pay the gift tax on these vehicles, some audience members complained to the press, which devastated the producers. And it just, it shows me, like, no kind deed, no good deed, right, can be met with 100% enthusiasm. I guess it's just our sinful nature. But it made me think of this song, too. Money Can't Buy by Cochran & Company. There's something far more valuable. Far more valuable that we've been given, even more so than a new car. Havel puts it together for us every week, condensing a week's worth of shows into 4 minutes and 20 seconds today. This is the best of the week. Hey, you know what? On this debate day, let's solve another one of the great debates in America. And this is one that is very close to Havel's heart.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's the real question that's really on people's minds tonight, and that is pineapple. Does it belong on pizza or not?
Hi, this is Shelley. I just want to say that, yes, pineapple belongs on pizza, and I just want to make sure that everybody has actually tried it before they comment. It's wonderful, especially with the right tomato sauce.
FFH astronaut, WWIB. I got to tell you, though, all that talk about the Milky Way got me thinking about the candy bar.
Chocolate.
This is Susan in New Auburn.
Good morning, WWIB. I just woke up and I heard about the debate on pineapple. I'm here to defend the pineapple on the pizza. Haven't you ever heard of Hawaiian pizza? It's so good. Crushed pineapple, shrimp, and Canadian bacon. It is fabulous. Don't knock it until you've tried it.
Hey, some birthday shout-outs. Rose and Phillip says happy 102nd birthday to my friend Ruth and Prentice today, and also our own Michelle Johns with a birthday today. Some of the comments we're getting include this one from Kevin in Fountain City.
Hi, on the great debate of pizza and pineapple, obviously it's pineapple belongs on pizza. The young lady that wanted to be president is right. Canadian bacon is perfect. And if you want to get just a little bit of that sweet and sour, go ahead and put some extra green olives on there with that little saltiness. Perfect.
Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father. No.
Well, legend has passed. Hearing that yesterday, legendary actor James Earl Jones, known again for his unmistakable voice work in so many films, including the iconic Darth Vader from Star Wars, passed away at his home in Dutchess County, New York, at the age of 93.
Boy, the list just kind of goes on and on. His illustrious career began in the 50s when he discovered his passion for acting at the University of Michigan.
He made his Broadway debut in Sunrise at Campobello in 1958, went on to receive 4 Tony Award nominations, winning twice for his outstanding performances. It's just so many iconic characters and voices. I know Field of Dreams, we talk about Darth Vader, Mufasa and Lion King, but so many more. And I remember listening to James Earl Jones reading the Bible. You can find that on YouTube. And it's really pretty amazing. Now, again, you think Broadway, but you think the film career of James Earl Jones, but also he achieved EGOT status. Well, EGOT is E-G-O-T. That's Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony. When you win one of each, which is very rare, you achieve EGOT status. That's just, again, how incredible of a performer, what a gifted, gifted man he was.
You know, Caleb, I'm 60 years old. I need a new, that's my new goal. I want to achieve EGOT status.
All right, well, there you go. You've got time.
Julie from Nice Lake. Absolutely, pineapple belongs on pizza. However, I don't really like Canadian bacon, so I like it with pepperoni. And I like the salty and sweet together.
Does pineapple belong on pizza? I think there's a more pressing question that we need to ask on this debate day. And that is, does lutefisk belong on pizza?
And here's our question. Almost 7 billion of these are made each year. 7 billion of what?
This is Kendra Oldham from Winter. Bottled water.
Bottles of water. Okay, bottles of water. There we go. And different than like the stations.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
stuff.
Right.
Okay, so bottles of water from Winter. Did we get the right answer here on a Win It Wednesday? Because a Win It Wednesday winner from Winter would be really fun.
It'd be wonderful.
But no.
This is Al from Whitby.
Hey, Al, what do you think?
If it's panties.
Is it pennies? Is it almost 7 billion pennies made each year, Al?
You're absolutely correct.
You're going to Culver's, Al.
Hi, this is Jen from Colfax. And yes, pineapple belongs on pizza, especially with Canadian bacon. And if I'm elected president, every